We've got a big announcement, girlies.
We're going on tour!
We're going on tour. We're hitting the road, Jack. Woo! So don't you come back no more, no more.
We're bringing our tour, That's Showbiz, all
That's
over
showbiz.
Ireland.
You have to say it like that.
Well, oh, but I That's can't sing.
That's Showbiz.
You have to say it like old-timey American. I'll work on it.
That has to feature in the show.
We're coming to name them.
A city near you. We're going to Cork, Limerick, Galway, Belfast, and Dublin.
Yeah, sorry about the Midlands, but we can't drive and we need to access by train.
We don't really know any of those. Our geography knowledge of that part of Ireland is limited.
But if you want to come see us, go to ticketmaster.ie and get your tickets because they're flying out the door, girls. And our girlies in the UK and Australia, don't worry. Because there's exciting dates coming soon.
Yeah. Keep the eyes peeled. That's
keep
all we'll
the
say
eyes
on that.
And ears or, peeled.
And the ears, because you might hear it on here again.
Do you keep your ears peeled?
Keep the ears clean, I would say.
Anyway,
maybe.
We're waffling.
Anyway, also, link in the episode description on how to get your tickets.
Exactly. See you then.
See you, girlies. I'm so excited.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
And my other mumsies will attest to this. The chub rub. My toys, they love to kissy-kissy. My toys love to kissy-kissy, and I get galloping IR.
Yeah, but that's been something you've struggled with your whole life.
My whole life. But if there was a while there, it wasn't happening as much. But now, some days, I have to go full boxer, because otherwise, it's going to be mayhem down there.
It's your favourite queers, back in your ears. It's I'm Grandmam.
Hey girlies, I'm Kevin.
And I'm PJ.
And welcome back to
I'm Grandmam.
Woo!
Final ep of the season.
Ever.
You always say this to me and I'm sick of it. I feel like I need some security in the relationship. I feel like I'm always trying to please you and keep you in this pod.
It's just that I get sick of things quite easily. This is the longest I've ever stayed at anything.
Because of me?
No, you've been the one driving me out.
No, I'm a delight.
If I was actually doing it by myself, I could keep this going forever.
But who'd be listening?
You'd have to do the videos.
No one'd be listening.
I'd have to enlist you as videographer to the videos. Remember that time we were in Belfast and we were sitting down to have brekkie?
Yeah.
We were going on about doing a photo shoot for like a new album cover. And I was like, well, is there a point if it's going to be the final season? And then you just goes, what?
You keep telling me it's going to be the final season every season. I think you do it to keep me on my toes.
I think I also do it for myself just to prepare myself in case it is.
But no one can ever stop us from recording a podcast. They can stop listening, but I'll always want to talk to you, baby doll.
Don't put out your hand.
Why?
Because my fear is, and if I'm being honest, I might not always want to talk to you.
Why, babe? I'm a delight.
So we went for coffee today, right?
So basically, when Kevin lands, I have to be prepared to like go for coffee because he wouldn't be able to just come in and just start working. He needs to go for a walk.
Lads, it's so dark in this gaff. And I know I've said it since PJ moved in, but like you come in and I can only do short stints in this house. I need to break it up. I need a small bit of sunlight in my life.
You need to replenish your vitamin D.
You know what I mean? So I'm like, let's go for a walk. Let's catch up instead of just coming in and going straight into work mode. You know, I like to keep the friendship alive as well, not just the working relationship.
Okay.
So went for coffee and Peter's like, oh, this is such a nice cafe. Girls, any of my Cork girlies know it's the equivalent to Pacino's in Douglas.
It's when we were in there and it was a bit chaos because there was like no seats and stuff. And I was like, oh no, we'll sit down now and have our banana bread. And you know when people visit you, girls, you're trying to like show off your area. So then I'm like, oh, we got to see here. And then she just looks around and you goes, it's a bit Pacino's, isn't it?
It's very Pacino's. Does anyone know Pacino's? Is it still there in Douglas Village Shopping Centre?
But it's pure like you go with your mam like kind of vibes.
Yeah, like it's fine.
But I love meeting up with my girlies, my older girlies down in the cafe.
Anyway, girlies, it's our last ep of the year.
It's our last ep of the year and it's been a gorgeous year for the pod. Wasn't it? Hasn't it?
It has, I suppose.
Yeah, we'll get into that a bit later. I think before we get into the theme, I need to take this opportunity and issue a formal apology to you. Give me your hand. I'm so sorry.
For being a general nuisance.
No.
What?
That I ever slagged you about your no junk mail sticker because... It's after affecting me personally. It's after affecting my family. And don't come between me and my family, girls.
What's
you know,
happened?
So basically, it's after affecting you, Le Kirby girls. We ride at dawn for her.
What happened?
So, right?
We ride at dawn.
Picture this, right? Nuala's gone up to get her roots done, right?
Yeah.
She's a great.
How often does your mum get her hair done? She gets it done quite a lot.
Her hair grows fast. She's like myself, her hair grows fast.
How often she gets the colour done?
She gets a blow dry, I say, about every 2 weeks. And then she gets the colour done probably once a month. But it's so funny because I'm so tall. When I'm giving her a hug, I can tell her because it's like a little grey like target on the top of her head when she needs them done, right? Anyway, she's up in Tracy. Shout out Tracy, getting the hair done, right?
Call into Tracy for your colour needs.
But not on this day because she gets up there. She comes in, Tracy has no water. Nuala, I have no water. But you know, down in Cork, they make it work, like. So she does, my mum's colour, she goes, Nuala, what you do, you go home, have your cup of tea.
Yeah.
Wash it out in the shower, come back up to me, I'll do your blow dry. We'll get this colour done for you, Nuala. Right?
Yeah.
So my mum gets the tinfoils in. She was mortified then, even down. Thank God she didn't see anyone in the car on the way down, because she has the full head of tinfoils, right? Gets to the door, opens it, it won't open. Right, so the door won't open and she's standing on Blarney Street now with a full head of tinfoils and she can't open the door because there's junk mail wedged underneath and it's after wedging so much that the door can't move either way, right?
See, girls?
So she's there now for 15...
See what happens?
And as well, her poor arthritis, like she can't even push that hard,
yeah.
Right? So then she calls into our new neighbour, lovely family, right? He comes out and he's like, what's wrong, Nuala? And she's like, sorry, no, I look batshit crazy, but I'm stuck out. He big fella now.
She goes, I have the tinfoil on my head because the government are tracking what we're saying.
And COVID was a lie. But basically, right, he comes out then, right, and starts trying to push. But he couldn't even. He's 6 foot now, right? He's trying to push up. Gorgeous Portuguese fella.
Is he gorgeous?
Stunning, yeah, and just lovely. And before bringing my mum in baked goods and everything.
I've never met a Portuguese person I haven't liked. Isn't that mad?
Yeah, that is
actually,
weird.
Actually. Beatrice at work was a smally bit of a bitch.
A bitch, yeah. So we can't paint them all with the nice brush, you know.
Is he the fella who brought your mum the pasta del nata?
Yeah.
Isn't that so lovely?
Yeah, I know.
Did you see that clip? Sorry, and I'll get back to you.
Yeah.
Did you see that clip at all on TikTok? And yeah, it was your man, yeah. And he was going, he picked up one of the pasta del natas and put it into his into one of the bags and brought up to the checkout and your mum was like, what's in the bag? And he was like, pasta del nata. She thought he was speaking a different language, so she goes, no, what's in the bag? And he was like, pasta del nata. She's like, oh, they're called Portuguese tarts.
Yeah, they are in English, but I'm saying the right name for them. Anyway, he couldn't get the drawer open, right?
So what did
so
he do?
He ended up having to go in, and he's six foot, so I might have no chance. He ended up having to go in, get a crowbar.
What? Now, why do you have a crowbar in the gaff?
No, that is kind of terrifying.
Bells.
But is it a Portuguese thing?
Is it?
Portuguese girlies listening? Do you just have the crowbar handy? Anyway, he comes out anyway, hits her over the head. No, I'm joking, he doesn't. He comes out, right, lodges it in, unhinges the door. And then I was like, ma'am, you're going to have to get an old junk mail sticker because you can't have this happen again.
No. How much junk mail was there? Had she just let it accumulate? Like,
no.
Why is it barricading the door? It's giving Les Mis.
But think about it, babe. If you're a flyer girly, where are you going to go? The longest street in Ireland. You bang it all out in one go.
You know what gets on my tits even more? You know when you go into your gaff and you have two of the same leaflet, they're doubling up.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? They're having
now,
their work.
If I was a flyer girly and I just had to get rid of the leaflets, I'm doing two trokers at the same time. I'm sorry.
So when we were doing the TY mini company, right?
Yeah.
everyone wanted to do stupid ideas. They were like, let's make mugs and sell them in the primary schools. Let's have a day where we bring in our PlayStations and charge the first year.
We've all heard about your vengeance against the ideas before. Go on.
The most stupid ideas. So I was like, let's do leaflet distribution for local companies.
No, you should have taken that to Shark Tank.
They can advertise, right? Brilliant. In the leaflet. We have the manpower as well to cover a vast area in the Douglas catchment, right? Let's go for it, girls. Anyway, right? And I was the kind of fella leading
you
it,
mobilize.
Right? Wouldn't be like me,
you
right?
Mobilize, yeah.
To be heading the group. Anyway, done it. We got paid by the businesses. We covered all these different estates in Douglas. Then about a month later, right? It's the fella in the year now. A bit of a saucy clown, right? Now, actually, didn't give me any grief, you know, bit of a dope, right?
Yeah.
And I remember actually one day there was a fella in the school and he went up and he goes, I was just privy to it. I was near the lockers and I would typically stand up, you know, for the smaller guys.
Not in secondary.
I couldn't.
It was every man for themselves in secondary.
But I would check in with them after, I suppose, you know. And one time I did tell a teacher when I saw a fella being bullied because I didn't think he had the confidence to report it.
Oh, okay, fair enough.
And I didn't really have the confidence to approach the bully.
But don't be a bystander, vibes.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Anyway, so, but on this occasion, he actually, there was a fella and he took his lunch out of his locker, right?
Okay.
At lunchtime. And then your man goes, give us your crisps. And he goes, what? And he goes, give us your crisps. And he just handed them over. So what could you say?
What kind of crisps?
They were salt and vinegar.
Oh, fuck, the best.
Anyway, this fella, we're inside in woodwork class, right?
Yeah.
He opens up his bag. Next thing, a load of the leaflets inside there that he was meant to distribute. Well, I nearly saw fucking red. I go, excuse me.
Excuse me, lady.
Excuse me, lady. But I goes, trying to make it out as if it was like a funny thing. I go, are they the leaflets that you were meant to distribute? And he goes, yeah, but I fuck that. Sure, what could I do?
You give them to me.
But literally, I'm sure I took them from him.
Yeah, you gave them out to
you. I just felt like, you know, that we had made a promise to the local businesses.
Your moral code, you couldn't leave that slide, babe.
You know what I mean? Couldn't have left it slide.
Did you make much money off it?
I ended up taking a greater cut because the fella who ran it told me, he goes, Kevin, no one's out to do anything, only you.
And that's on Molly May.
And he goes, they're going to be happy out if you just give them however much. Also, the fucking printers. Look, I'm going to call them out. Douglas Print, ye bastards. Like, I didn't know at that age. You know, when you're quoted a price. I didn't know that it didn't include VAT.
Okay.
You know what I mean? So I hadn't taken that into account.
I know. Also, as well, if you see someone, like a little pimply, fucking adolescent child.
Where the pimples done? Where the pimples?
But you know what I mean? Coming in, chat, like... Give him a bit of guidance,
give us
you know what I mean?
Give us a bit of guidance as well. Now, and then he was adding on design fees.
Should I be checking the Ungram invoices to see if you're doing a different cost?
Not at all. It's you because every day of the week I get a notification saying you're paying out of the joint account.
Babe.
You're loving the drinkies.
No, it's you going in the joint account. Ryan, here's for the pizza. Fucking here's for the tickets. Me. Oh, for what?
You know what? I actually pretend that I do it mistakenly just because I want you to see that I have a busy
bit of social
life.
Yeah, fair enough. Will we get into the theme?
Let's get into the theme.
So the theme for the... You see, when we're sitting on the couch, how am I meant to do the drum roll? We're going to have to get a drum roll button on the recording. But then is that robots replacing me? And is that the start of it?
You could put down your cup and just do it.
But I like hugging the cup.
The cup is the most horrendous cup.
It's a gorgeous cup. Shout out. Can't pronounce it. Portuguese made though.
You know what? And because we'll get into it because we're going to be talking about our 2023s.
Yeah.
Can I say something for you before we begin?
Yeah.
You've entered your mumsy era.
I am. I'm a mumsy girl.
You've gone so mumsy with the hair.
I'm such a mumsy girl.
You've gone so mumsy with the cups.
I'm a mumsy girl. And like, cuff me, girlies. I love it.
I know how I feel about it.
I love being a mumsy girl.
The thing is, I have to keep up my chaotic streak because otherwise we can't have a podcast being... Two mumsy girls.
Why? Stacey Solomon in your one does it.
Yeah, but it's not in keeping with the girls.
I did it on Friday night. It was never more apparent how mumsy I'm after getting. On Friday night, right?
Yeah.
I'm putting up stories about how I love my scrub daddy sponge in the kitchen.
Okay, moving on. Get into the theme quick.
Okay, so the theme for
I'm
this
gonna
week...
have to swap you out for something a bit more crazy.
Why?
I don't know how I like it.
Us mums get crazy. Give us a bottle of Pinot.
And well, like, we
let the hair down.
Last month you were going on about that mumsy poem. You've actually, you know, you have gone so mumsy, and you used to be so like.
You're saying this like it's a bad thing.
No, I love, come here. We started the podcast about how much we love mums.
And I'm transforming into my one.
No, you've got mumsy.
No, I actually am transforming into her.
Your trips to Pacino's.
I have the mam haircut. I'm wearing those glasses that aren't prescription, by the way. They're just fake yokes.
Oh, what a loser.
Oh, I love it. Anyway, girls, the theme for this week is Good News Roundup.
Alexa, play Seasons of Love from Rent.
Oh.
Have we not done this?
Turn her off. Probably have.
Oh my God. All my musical theatre girlies are losing the fucking plot right now.
Guys, if you're in a room with someone right now, you better look to that person.
Grab their hand.
You don't even have to say anything.
If you're ever asked,
just say you love them in your head.
How many minutes are in a year, you have this song to thank.
Table quizzers, write it down.
Let's go.
525,600 minutes.
They ate with this.
525,000 moments, oh dear. 525,600 minutes.
Oh,
how do you measure? Measure a year.
Sway.
In daylights, in
and
sunsets,
left. And right, and left, and right, and left, and right, and left. Up your lighters. Lighters in the air, girlies. Or iPhones in 2023, am I right? Everybody, how about love?
I haven't even warmed up, and my voice went last week, so I should
luckily
be careful.
Luckily for us, I have. Alexa! Sup? I fucking love that song.
525,600 minutes.
Get Marissa Buckley in the room now singing this. There's only one girl who can do this song justice, and Marissa Buckley.
So Marissa Buckley, for people who don't know, is my sister Lindsay's best friend, right? And she grew up in my house eating our packs of ham in the fridge. She used to just come into our house, right?
And waffles ham.
And she used to just go in and lace the ham into our face, right? But
we
the one thing
it, though,
I used to be always screaming at is they went to a musical theatre school, right?
She was in the same musical theatre school as me, babe. That's how I know her.
It was like everyone in there was white, right? Am I right in saying that? In her year? So every time they had a song that was traditionally sung by a black person, they would just go, Marissa, get up there and sing that. And then she'd have to be like, didn't she sing?
Yeah, she was one of the Ronettes in Little Shop of Horrors.
Literally, she like because she could do the riff.
She did the alarm goes off at 7 and you start.
Oh, she was amazing. Shout out Marissa.
She is amazing.
Yeah, was. I'm saying it like she said. She's very much alive. She's a mother too. Congratulations.
That song was one of the songs that was done at every end of year show, right?
Yeah.
And everyone would just be in bits afterwards. Not the audience, everyone on stage. But I don't know, see, you weren't as much involved in like shows when
I
you were younger.
I was never in stage school, yeah.
But like, I remember any time we did a show, and if it was like the last show, like when we did Oliver Nair, when we did Seuss Skull, when we did all the other countless other... You say Amdram just because we weren't getting paid, but let me tell you, there was nothing amateur about the productions I was part of. When we did Les Mis, right? Because we were kids, like.
Yeah.
And you know, you used to get such
it's
a high
like,
up thing on
it's
stage.
Like finishing the Irish college.
We
like.
Were inconsolable.
Aww.
And I remember, right, like finishing a few of those shows, right? We'll say, particularly Les Mis, that felt like a big one,
yeah.
Right? Because we took over Cork. When
obviously,
we did Les Mis,
it was
right?
A big production.
And I remember going home, right, after the high of being on stage in that house and coming home and, like, you know, my family coming to see him being like, Jesus, that was brilliant.
And you feel like you're on the West End stage, like.
You do, like. Yeah. And I got back and I went, Jesus, you'd understand why all the pop stars and stuff get into drugs.
What you age know? Are you?
Because I was 11 or 12. Because I was like, you just want to keep the high going. Because you plummet, you come off stage and you're on this huge high and you come up.
I
and I
know.
Remember the most depressed I used to be in my life, right, was when I'd finish up a production.
It's post-show blues, girlies.
The post-show
it is.
Blues
now,
crazy.
Can we just circle back there to the Les Mis thing, right?
Yeah.
So did you not get paid for that?
No.
So you were in, and they put on a production of Les Mis in the Opera House.
Yeah.
Charged everyone tickets to go see it and gave you no money.
Well, there was about 100 of us in it, babe.
It's given to our labour.
And for some of it, I had to supply my own costume. You know, when I was one of the street urchins.
Yeah.
Right? Now, not just one of the street urchins. I was definitely very much a named part. We had to, like, provide our own rags, you know? So for one of my outfits, right, I had like a waistcoat. But what I did was I decided to rip up an old t-shirt. It was a Crazy Frog t-shirt that I had, right?
Yeah.
And like kind of crop it a bit and then made it into a waistcoat and just turned it inside out, right?
Yeah.
And I remember we were doing it at the end of the day, right?
Yeah.
And you know, you're bursting forward and you're going, at the end of the day, you're another day older. And you, and for the whole song, you're like getting closer and closer to the audience, right?
Yeah.
And then you have, at the end of the day, there's another day dawning, and you look up.
Okay.
And to the
souls.
You look up beyond the God's bay.
Okay.
You're looking up because that's the one hopeful moment of the song.
Oh, okay.
And that's when you're thinking about revolt.
I'm with you.
Anyway, I'm on my way back, right? And anyway, I hear people laughing in the audience, right? And I'm going, why are they laughing? You know, every other night people are on the edge of their seat watching these kids with, you know, talent bursting
at the veins
out of their limbs.
Yeah.
Anyway, I see a few others on stage laughing. Then we get off and I'm like, what are people laughing for? Then one of the girls comes up to me. She goes, Kevin, you didn't turn your top inside out. The Crazy Frog was facing out.
Oh, no.
And I got murdered for
it. So there was no Crazy Frog back in, I don't know, where's it, France?
French Revolution.
Back in the French Revolution.
What is this? 1700s?
There was no Crazy Frog back then.
So
yeah.
We tried to make it as close as possible to
The West End show.
Yeah. And Irene Warren was,
I remember,
doing
when
it.
I was younger, everyone was talking about Les Misérables.
Everyone was talking about it, right?
Yeah.
And you know what everyone else was talking about?
Your Crazy Frog t-shirt.
My death on the barricade. And one of my friends' aunts went to see it, right?
Yeah.
And he had told me in school, he was like, oh, my aunt went to see Les Mis. And I was like, yeah, you should go see it. It's very good. And I said, what did she think? And he said, she said, your death was very good. But babe, I was giving it.
Die for me right now. That was actually quite good. A bit slow motion-y.
It was slow motion.
Oh, okay.
Thing, yeah.
Oh, well. No notes
the
then. No,
yeah,
notes.
No notes.
Okay, brilliant.
She ate on the barricade.
Anyway, girlies, we're talking good news roundup for the year.
Girlies, it's the last part of 2023, as we mentioned already. And what a year it's been. Crazy year.
Crazy. And we know, like, politically, the world has been on fire. And, like,
there's been a lot of shit happening.
A lot of shit happened. And I feel like there's a lot of things that, like, we couldn't control. And you could feel a bit bogged down by.
Yeah.
So we just wanted to do an ep where we're like, there were some things good that happened that we can celebrate.
Yeah. So basically, that's what we wanted to do. We wanted to be like, okay, even though it wasn't the perfect year for most people, I would assume, obviously, some people might have been thriving the whole year round.
No, based on some of the responses to the box we put out, some of you had a fab year.
Some people had a fab year.
And I would say, like, a lot of my year has been really good.
Yeah,
like, I've been really fortunate,
especially, like, I think professionally and in terms of the podcast, like, we have done loads this year.
We released the fucking book, girls.
We did the book,
which is the perfect stocking stuffer. Go get it, girls.
Stuffer, that sounds hard.
And also, like, it's like a really handy size, so even if you don't read it, but if you have a wobbly Christmas table, pop her under.
Yeah,
glamour.
I've like 4 copies in the house, and I'm like, everywhere I've a place throughout the gaff, I'm like, it just works.
It just works, it just girls. Works. Just get it.
Just get it. It's giving culture. And
buy
then
the book.
If ever I have a fellow over, I could be like, oh, ignore that.
Sorry, that's just the book. I was loving when you put up a story the other day in your barbers, and there was someone reading in the barbers.
I gave it to my barber.
Oh,
there,
I loved that
last month, and he was weak for himself. And then the other barber was reading it, and I was like, did you learn anything? And he was like, I'm learning how to be a better ally. He was like, what's this about cock straws? And I was like, oh, it's just, I was just saying, I was like, you know, if you're coming to a gay bar as part of like a, you know, a hen or a stag,
yeah,
like, just be respectful in the space.
But also definitely bring the cock straws, no? Are you telling people not to?
No, I was just using it as like a line describing the hens arriving.
Okay. Yeah,
I was
like,
they come with their cock straws, which they do.
Which we stand.
Which we encourage the cock straws.
Yeah, oh, definitely. Now, I don't know what kind of cock straw I want yet. There's a couple on the market.
Yeah.
You can get some that are reusable and then you put the cock over it.
Let's do the reusable ones.
Yeah, we'll see. Like, yeah, we'll see what the vibes. But also, I want different anatomy. Like, I want one uncut.
Yeah.
And obviously, like,
yeah,
I just want a representative of all the different types of penises out there. There's not just one pasty, white, regular-sized willy, you know?
Thanks for explaining that. I didn't know that there wasn't just one.
I'm glad I cleared that up for the class. Anyway, give me some of your good news, baby.
Well, we did the book.
Yeah.
We did The Late Late as well.
Was it this year?
Which I feel like we just brushed over because it does feel like it was ages ago.
Oh my God. And we got a gorgeous cut of money from that off Tubbs. What else did we do?
What else were we doing?
That was it, really.
We've another few things that, like, we've kind of tied up, but mightn't be happening until next year.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And I know I was joking about it earlier, saying, like, oh, I always say that it's going to be the last episode. But really, as well, there is a small bit of anxiety in me that comes with the podcast. I always feel like the dream could burst.
I know what you mean, but that's like imposter syndrome. But thank you, Carlise, for listening. You got us here. We got here together. You know what I mean?
We got here together.
I know you said I was being mumsy, and I said it already, but a huge highlight for me this year was discovering the Scrub Daddy, and it's not a sponsored post. Do you have one?
What is the happy sponge, is it?
Babe, don't reduce its worth to just calling it the happy sponge. It's the Scrub Daddy, and it's the best sponge you'll ever put in your hand. It gets anything off
a
pot.
Our life is so different.
It cuts clean-up time in a quarter.
Is that what it says in the packaging?
No, it's from my lived experience. Babe, I'm telling you now, you're not living until you're a Scrub Daddy.
For doing the wear?
Doing the wear.
But do you not have a dishwasher?
It's almost a... Yeah, but you know, you only use that for drying.
For drying?
Yeah.
You use the dishwasher for drying?
Yeah, that's kind of a Filipino thing. Jose's kind of been like, we don't really use the dishwasher because it's too expensive to run, like, so we just use it as a drain. A draining board.
Oh, well, I suppose
if I'm doing a house party with me and the mums, with me and the local mammies, if we're having our wine nights.
You and Shirley and Gillian.
When we're having our Chardonnay nights, you know, I'll pop the glasses in the dishwasher to shine them up before they come over, you know. But other than that, it's me and the Scrub Daddy.
So what? It's just great for getting,
I just think anything that makes my home life easier.
Mum.
I just love, you know. And the Scrub Daddy is one of them. Okay. So thank you so much, Scrub Daddy. Again, not sponsor post, but I would love a press drop.
Would you?
Babe.
But a sponge?
But a couple of them, like.
Just buy a sponge, like.
I know, they're expensive enough, like.
Are they?
Yeah.
How much?
I don't know. Will I Google?
Check how much they are, because you've kind of sold it to me.
S-C-R-U-B.
Has another highlight been, like, your hair?
No.
Are you embarrassed to talk about it? Fiver for a sponge, babe.
But they last for ages.
How long do they last?
Like, I had a Scrub Daddy there that lasts me a goofy. I don't know, because I don't want to say the amount of months and then someone go, Peach's a manky bastard. He had a Scrub Daddy for 3 months.
Now, can I just say that they were being so horny with the name Scrub Daddy? I know.
I'm realizing how boring this conversation is when we move on.
Well, what strikes me the most is the fact that you've listed this as one of your highlights of 2023. Just listen to that back.
Just a little win.
Just listen to that back.
Just a little win, girls. You know what I mean?
Any other highlights?
Not off the top
of
my
hair.
What do you want to put my hair, babe?
But you won't.
You're obsessed with my hair.
I assure you, I've never been less obsessed with something
about,
in my life.
All you talk about is my hair. And you really need to get over it. I know it's stunning. I know it's gorgeous.
It's very mumsy.
You know, I know it's mumsy. You know what I mean?
So what are the highlights? Are we counting the engagement as a highlight from this year or last year?
So
it was the last day of last year.
So he proposed to me on New Year's Eve, so it was last year.
It's news.
But we celebrated into the new year, am I right, girls?
So any other highlights?
You're kind of putting pressure on me. I'll think of them as I go, now you give me one and I can think while you're talking.
I was going to say, a highlight for me, right,
mm-hmm,
was discovering that I didn't need a full beard and transitioning to this mustache era.
Mm-hmm.
What?
Nothing. Nothing. It's lovely.
But you're going to tell me it's not a mustache?
It is a mustache. No, I'm taking it back.
And it definitely is a mustache, because I've been on nights out and lads have come up to me and said, I love your mustache, by the way.
I just find it hard to see a mustache when you still have a beard. It's like...
No, see, when I come to see you, I'm not fresh out the barbers, right?
Okay, why don't you spruce up a bit when you come over?
This is a week in.
Okay.
And typically I come to you at the start of the week or midweek and
yeah,
I try and tie my barbers for the weekend.
Because
I'm looking hot.
I think I'd love to see you get rid of the beard fully.
Yeah.
And just see what the mustache would look like on its own.
Okay. See, I just think it would be a bit much of an upkeep and I don't like the idea of having to clean shave.
You'd either look like a hot, hot, like daddy, like kind of porn starry thing, but yeah, like young, like hot vibes, yeah, or a Disney villain.
Either one I'm kind of happy with, to
be
honest.
It would be one or the other.
Either one I'm kind of happy with.
Do you
with.
Know what I mean?
And one of the reasons I'm so happy about it is because for ages I thought, I had no jawline. I'd basically gaslit myself.
Okay.
Yeah, I had told myself that I had no jawline.
Well, you didn't when you were younger, but you do now.
Yeah, so how did that come about?
Are you mewing?
Am I grinding in my sleep?
Everyone's doing that. Like, I wake up sometimes and I'm like, I need to roll my cheeks out in the gym because I have a retainer now for the Invisalign, you know. And it's grand, but I just started biting down on it when I'm sleeping.
Has that been a highlight?
Getting the teeth done.
Getting the teeth sorted.
Well, it's gorgeous. Like, it was weird because you keep saying sorted, but they weren't terrible. Like, sorted.
Your old team.
They were grand, like.
If your old teeth were a car, and you were going to use them as a trade-in towards a new vehicle, you would have gotten scrappage. You know, no one was going to say, oh, geez, we'll buy them and we'll sell them on.
No, but I love my new teeth. They're gorgeous.
Have they made you more confident?
No.
When it comes to smiling and stuff.
Well, I've noticed myself smiling more.
Yeah.
But I wasn't like insecure about my old teeth. You know what I mean? I just didn't like
one. And you know what? Hats off to you. For not being insecure.
No, but it was just like one of them was falling backwards and I just wanted to straighten that. And sure, then I just tuned them all up as I went.
Yeah, I never saw you and thought, oh my God, those teeth.
No, they are lovely. They're stunning.
Well, the new ones, yeah.
Yeah, and the girlies eat them up every time I put up
every
a story.
They were so fucking annoying.
But as well, it's also like...
I'm going, girlies got them done 4 months, 5 months.
But it's also like, girls, I'm not just a pretty face, you know?
Yeah.
Sometimes it's just tough, you know, when you're just this beautiful, pretty mumsy from Colester. When I'm this mumsy girl from Colester. Like, I know I'm a MILF. I know I'm a MILF, but like, sometimes I just want to be valued for my personality.
Yeah.
You know?
Would you say you're MILF?
I'd say MILF.
I don't know if mumsies equate to MILF.
Yummy mummy?
Yummy mummy. You're yummy mummy.
I'll do yummy. I'll take yummy mummy.
Yeah, you're yummy mummy.
Yummy mummy merch coming soon.
Well,
we need to make on grandma merch that say yummy mummy.
No, I'm constantly getting anti about the merch and then we just let the conversation die. I wanted to do like a drop before Christmas. Christmas now where we don't have any merch coming out for the girlies.
We'll do it.
What?
Let's do it.
So you're away next week.
Yeah,
we'll
but
be left on
yeah, but
sort.
You going to me, we should do a merch drop. Me going, yeah, let's do it. And then nothing happening isn't my fault. What do you expect me to do? Go into the factory and start sewing.
Well, the last time we did those mugs, I was the one writing all the addresses.
I was the one editing all the artwork. And I told you I wanted to get...
40 seconds.
I told you I wanted to do the fulfillment centre and you goes, no, I want to save the money. So you can scribble all
no,
you want.
No, I didn't say that.
You did.
No, it wasn't cost effective to use the fulfillment centre.
Which is a fancy way of saying I wanted to save the money.
Wasn't commercially viable.
It was great. You learned your lesson anyway. As your hand cramped on that 77th mug, you learned your lesson. And that it was like in Harry Potter, you know, when they give Harry the wand that burns into his hand. That was like that.
You know what? Wasn't actually crazy. I actually hand delivered some of those mugs in London.
Brilliant.
But I didn't tell people that I was delivering them. So at one point in lockdown, around the time when you could kind of venture about, but people weren't really going into each other's houses. I decided to go on a trek around London, right? Literally all around London to deliver these mugs to people who had ordered them. And I'd knock in the gaff and then people would be like...
It's actually Kevin. Like, imagine you ordered an own grandma mug thinking like the DPD fella will just show up and it's Kevin who from the podcast you've ordered it from going, hey, Dolly, here's your mug.
Well, that was so,
did you feel the need to like perform when you got there then being like,
well,
hey, girlies, I'm Kevin.
I felt the need to hang around for a chat.
Yeah, be like, pop on the cup of tea. Any other highlights?
For me, a huge highlight of this year was finding out I'm actually going to be an uncle.
Oh yeah, did the girls not know?
I've never spoken about it.
I'm so excited.
And I was just waiting to get the go ahead from my brother's parents to see if she's okay with it.
Obviously, delighted for you, Shane and Megan, but more delighted for the content. You know what I mean?
Oh my God, I just can't wait to be holding a baby.
It's the best thing. Babe, also, it's going to change you. Being an uncle.
I'm not going to be mumsy, though. I'm going to be the cool uncle.
Being mumsy isn't a bad thing. You keep describing it like it's a bad thing.
I know, I'm just saying it's very different to what I'm about.
What are you about?
Not being mumsy.
Okay, brilliant. But babe, once you hold that baby in your arms, it's all going to change. Because you're going to get that Instagram pic and then you can pass it back to Megan. It's going to be lovely. Also, the smell of a baby. Like, I want to rip off the baby's skin and I want to stick it to my nose. You know what I mean?
I'm mad about babies anyway. And you know what? It was just such a perfect and welcome bit of news to have had this year. It's actually strange, the timing of it. I was actually going home for, it was my dad's first anniversary. And obviously the vibes were kind of low. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we were doing a lot of reflecting on the last 12 months. And it was just a bit of a low weekend, right?
Yeah.
And obviously as a family, like, we've come on a bit in the last year and, you know, the grief isn't as raw as it was, right? But that weekend, obviously,
all the firsts are so weird.
Yeah, all the firsts are very, very weird. And even, like, getting the flight home for the anniversary, I just was immediately transported back to the time when I was flying home.
Yeah.
Like, to say goodbye to
them. Exactly, yeah.
So it's a bit crazy. And on the Sunday, we were looking to order takeaway. Mm-hmm. And we were waiting for my brother to come in, and his girlfriend, who I'm very close to, was there with us. Like, she's part of the family anyway.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, Megan's so lovely.
And I was like, where's Shane? Like, I'm starving. Like, I want to order this takeaway. She's like, I'll text him there. And we were waiting about a half an hour for him, and I was disgusted. I was like, would you ever just ask him what he wants?
And you'd be getting hangry.
We can ring ahead. I was getting so hangry. And then, anyway, he'd been out in the car, and she was like, oh, I think he's outside there. I was like, tell him, come in. He was sat in the car for another 5 minutes. I was like, no, I'm going to lose the pot. Anyway, he comes in, and I goes, are you for real? I goes, we're sat around there. I said, nearly eating our knuckles, because you're sat out in the car. I goes, and we want to order takeaway. And I goes, what do you want? And he goes, can we order from here? And I'm going, what? I'm going, I was like, this is where we're ordering from. And he goes, no, can we get something from here? And he threw me a sheet of paper, right?
Yeah.
Anyway, I'm looking at it, right? And because I was so angry and so flustered, I'm going, what the fuck is going on here? And anyway, all eyes were on me in the room.
Yeah.
Because everyone else had already known.
Okay.
I was the last person they were telling.
Yeah.
Because they wanted to wait until I was home as opposed to tell me on the phone.
And you can't keep a secret.
Anyway, so I'm looking at it, and for some reason I thought I was looking at a scan of his brain.
Oh, fuck. You're looking at the sonogram, are you?
And I'm looking at the scan, the baby, like, and I'm looking at him, and I just goes, what the fuck is going on?
Oh, no.
I was ready to break down, and then I goes, is this your brain? And he goes, what? He goes, no, boy. He goes, you're going to be an uncle. And I nearly lost the will to live. And the best feeling just washed over my whole body. And I remember just thinking, this is exactly, you know what I mean? It was just like a bit of hope. And it was a bit of just welcome news that we really wanted to be hearing.
Yeah, it's so, like, babies just bring us such a new, like, joy. You know, I'm screaming that you told us.
Oh my God, I'm so scared. So,
but you went from being petrified to being elated. You were probably,
absolutely.
You were having no dinner after that. You were wrecked.
Living life in extremes. And, like, even, I'm getting so excited about, like, this will be our last Christmas
Without a baby.
And I'm like, let me get this Christmas over, because all I can think about is next Christmas
having the baby. No, they bring such a joy. I always remember Elaine, my sister, had Finn, my nephew. I don't know why I'm naming all the family like titles.
What's going on?
The year my dad.
It's like you're quizzing yourself to see if you know.
But the year my dad died, like, she gave birth to Finn. And honestly, it saved us, because, like, we were all going through such grief, you know yourself. And then, like, just holding the baby, and they just bring such, and as well just this, like, wonder about them, you know, they're all experiencing the world for the first time. It's so beautiful. Yeah. And, like, even thinking back there, like, I remember how much Finn had done for me that year. That's why, like, I love him so much now. Like, I pure cherish him, because he like came in, and just when the world was so dark, he just brought light with him, and it was just so beautiful. I don't know why I'm getting emotional, but I really do love him so much. He's so beautiful.
It feels like we're putting great undue pressure on this child to solve all our problems.
So, but, like, imagine if it was a brass, pure whingy child.
I'm going to be taking over to London the whole time. I just want to be the faggy uncle, you know, who's doing the most.
And you need to start adopting your fun aunt mentality. You need to swan in. You need to look glamour every time you're there. You need to be kind of tipsy. And you need to just be, like, showering them with goods.
I'm going
to
bring back, like, nice gifts every time I come home.
Like if it's like...
ones you can only get in London.
Yeah, what bits? And, like, say
Charlotte
now...
Tilbury lip oil and for the baby.
There you go. If it's trending on TikTok, you're getting it for the kids. Like, I remember one day Finn and Tess couldn't get prime drinks in Cork, and I brought them two prime drinks, and they were like, you're the best uncle in the world.
Oh my God, yeah, like things
I shouldn't be giving the children energy drinks, but I'm the fun uncle, so I can.
Absolutely.
Do you know what I mean?
And every time I come home, I'm going to be wearing sunglasses.
Yeah.
And every visit, they're going to get bigger. And that's how they remember
you're
me.
You're going to take to it like a duck to water, though. I know you will. You're so good with babies.
Yeah, I can't. Look, it's something to look forward to. And it's definitely been like a highlight of the year. If I have a think back at the last 525,600 minutes, I'm kind of going, oh, that was like definitely, that weekend was a highlight.
Amazing.
Yeah, and it was so really nice exciting. Because it was a weekend that was obviously kind of laden with sadness as well, but like it was just a huge lift for us.
Gorgeous.
Yeah. So yeah, there's that to look forward to.
So congratulations, Megan and Shane.
Congratulations on the pregnancy.
Woo!
Very much looking forward to meeting my niece and nephew.
Well, anyway, forget about our good news, right? We want to hear about your good news.
Yeah, so we put out a call for you guys to tell us about your good news stories of the year. No matter how big, how small, we just wanted to know what made your 2023 that little bit less shit. Because I suppose at the end of the year, you know, we do tend to take stock, right? I'm not a big fan of Christmas, New Year's, and like, you know, all this pressure of being like, oh my God, what have I accomplished in my year?
It's literally the most depressing time of the year.
It's just such a depressing time, you know what I mean? And we put so much pressure on ourselves.
Everyone's suffering from that sad thing.
Yeah. Oh my God.
Seasonal onset.
Times over.
Depression? No. Seasonal affective disorder.
Something like that.
That's it. Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Seasonal affective disorder it is. But
like, we're all bad from eating sandwiches.
Everyone, and especially if you drink, you're drinking loads, so you're like always hungover.
Yeah.
So it's good to have some light.
Just to take stock and go, actually, you know what? It didn't go exactly to plan.
Yeah.
But at least this happened.
Gorgeous.
Small wins, girls.
Small wins.
Let's count them.
Let's count them. The first one up is, so this girl said, I met a gorgy bunch of girlfriends in the gym. Making friends as an adult is tough out here in London town, but we coined ourselves the big strong girls and drink, travel, workout, and generally get into trouble together. Shout out the BSGs. If you're listening to the pod, love ye.
Oh.
I love that they're just gym girlies and they call themselves the big strong girls.
I kind of love that.
I want a group called the big strong girls.
So do I.
Are we changing me, you and Podrick's group chat to the big strong girls?
Let's do it as we speak. What is it at the moment?
It's something stupid. You change it to something stupid. Get giddy.
Get giddy.
Stupid.
Get giddy, because anytime the three of us are coming together, we're getting giddy. Well, me and Podrick, you're getting mumsy. We changed it to get mumsy over my dead body. We're not changing it to get mumsy. That's really cute though.
Yeah.
And I love that she's found her little tribe in London.
Yeah.
It does take a while to get
and
there.
And it is lonely. Go to, oh girlies, do you know where the BSG's next outing is?
Where?
Pure Ride.
Is that what they said?
No, they should. I'm advertising our class.
Come girlies. This is really nice. I'm so grateful to have become really close with my sister. To say the least, we had a fucked up family that caused a lot of shitty, weird dynamics, and we basically hated each other up until the last year or two, but we became really close this year, and she is genuinely the best friend I've ever had and will ever have.
Oh, that's so, which is so special, lovely.
Right? To have like repaired that relationship and to find real solace in your sisterly bond.
And I feel like that would have taken a lot of work as well. You know what I mean? Because they're going through so much family trauma. A few people's good news was that they finally got diagnosed with something that they've been like struggling with all their lives and they could never put their finger on it. And I feel like, imagine the relief of finally getting diagnosed with something and being like, oh, like there's a reason why I'm feeling this way, you know. It must be so lovely.
But
anyway,
there's a reason my body was doing this way.
Yeah, exactly. So this person says, I was diagnosed with OCD in May and everything finally made sense to me. There are different types of OCD, but invasive and distressing reoccurring thoughts are symptoms of all, if not the majority of types. I always thought OCD was just being obsessively clean or tidy, but the more I found out about it, the more I understood how it's misrepresented in the media. It's an anxiety disorder, which a lot of us can relate to. And now that I know about it, I don't feel as alone. And my OCD therapist is an absolute sweetheart.
Oh.
She said, if this happens to reach the pod, I hope other people can relate to how it's okay to ask for help. Or maybe some of the girlies might even do some research and learn about it. She's awfully stigmatized, girlies. Anyway, thanks for reading. I live in Vancouver and listen to you every week. Thank you, girlies.
That must be such a relief for her.
So much relief, because like, if it doesn't show up as being obsessively clean or tidy, you might like just fob it off as like, oh, I'm just feeling anxious, you know. But if it's a consistent thing, you should always reach out and have it checked, you know what I mean?
There were other submissions in there. Someone said that they'd received an ADHD diagnosis, which made her feel better about things because she had felt so much guilt when it came to like forgetting things and like being late for friends and stuff. And there was also someone who was diagnosed with a type of inflammatory arthritis.
Oh.
And basically you know, they've finally, after 3 years of dealing with constant pain, they've been able to start undergoing treatment for it.
That's amazing.
So like, you know what I mean? Some people who are living with these things for so long and are never able to put a name to it, so are never able to kind of look after themselves properly.
Yeah.
It must be huge relief.
Huge relief.
I sold the family home of 30 years, and although this was emotional, it meant I finally got rid of an abusive ex-husband. He now has no hold over me whatsoever. Woohoo!
Amazing.
I also had my story printed in the Guardian newspaper and staged a concert in memory of my son, Harry. Such a fab night. So many highlights to celebrate this year. I know that this is from friend of the pod, Jill.
Yeah, we love Jill.
We went to that concert and it was such a gorgeous night and a celebration of her son, Harry.
Beautiful.
I never met her son, but Jill got in touch with us, I think, around COVID time.
Yeah, I remember.
When she discovered the pod, and I think a few of Harry's friends had like told her about the podcast, and I think she just saw a lot of her son, Harry. I don't want to be putting words in her mouth.
You know, yeah, she said that to us before in DMs, yeah.
Saying that and that she just really enjoyed listening. And then she actually went into becoming a dresser in the West End.
That's
so she was
iconic.
Actually working Les Mis.
Jill, you're a fucking icon, baby.
So she's a quick dresser and she was working with my friend Claire. And Claire listens to the pod, so they were able to like bond over their shared love of I'm Grandma.
Love it.
And that night was such a fantastic night. She's a really inspiring person, Jill.
Stunning. So, Jill, we love you, babe.
We love you.
Happy Christmas.
Happy Christmas, Jill.
Happy Christmas, Jill. This one is short and sweet, but she goes, my good news is I became a whore.
Love
and
that.
Snaps for you, babe. Another one.
Sex positive. We love it.
Another one, similar vein. She goes, kissed and rode all of the security guards at work. And that's on loving a man in uniform, baby. I love when the girls just lean in.
Yeah.
Girls, I love it. Just lean into it. What lads can go around bragging about it all the time. Why can't we? Like, I'm not a fella. Why can't we, girls?
And you're Mumsy.
Mumsy Kirby. That's my name. Mumsy Kirby.
And you're Mumsy is the name of the app.
And your Mumsy is the name of the app. Mumsy Christmas. Instead of Mary.
I gave in, and at 47 years of age, I bought the comfy knickers, girls. Game changer. A full brief girly now. Give me a 5-pack of full briefs from Marks and Sparks that cover my back and literally meet my bra. So cozy, so comfortable, weak for them.
Oh.
Life's too short to be wearing uncomfy knickers.
Yeah, it's so true. Because you know, remember that time I went through my thong era?
But did you not enjoy wearing the thongs?
I love the thongs. Yeah, you feel so sexy in the thong.
Yeah, remember, was it Hoopla last year you wore the dress in? Oh, no, you wore a jockstrap with that.
I wore a jockstrap with that. I got the whole hole out for that one.
Yeah, that was a bit...
I was doing full moon for that one.
That was like the end of your chaotic era transition to
Mumsy. No, don't remember the next time. Then when we were hosting Pride here, we were running up the road and I was wearing a mini skirt with a jockstrap and it kept blowing up and everyone was like, whoo, whoo, I can't whistle. Everyone was doing woof, woof, wolf whistle, you know? And then I was mortified. Mumsies wear thongs too.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous 2-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
They do. This one said, I quit my job and used the money I would have spent on rent anyway, traveling Asia for 5 months instead. Working like a dog at the moment so I can quit again in February and go to South America. Now, I love this mentality, right? I love that she's just saving up her money and then leaving. But I would fucking hate to be the manager training this girl up and then going, Jesus, she's a great worker. She's working so hard and being like, oh, isn't it class now? We have a good team member. Oh, she's gone.
And then she just disappeared.
I'd be raging.
You would be raging, but also, girly, you're dead right. Do what
also
you want.
Also, live your life. Obviously, you like, especially if you're working like a part-time job where if you died in the morning, they wouldn't care kind of vibes. You know what I mean? Just take the money and run.
That's most jobs, isn't it?
Yeah, most jobs, to be honest.
Realistically.
But also, like, there's nothing worse than I used to have to train all the new staff in the restaurant. Yeah. And I trained them up, right? Now, and some of them, they took to it like ducks to water. Some of them...
Some people aren't cut out for it.
Some of them weren't made. And do you know who it usually was who wasn't made for it?
Who?
The posh girlies. I'm just going to say it.
Yeah.
The posh girlies.
You know who you are.
Who had daddy's money, who was only doing it for the life experience or for their college essay or whatever.
Cynthia Demerara.
Yeah, Demerara.
All the rest of ye.
Do you know what I mean? Thyme and chamomile, right? They didn't know how to wait the tables and their hair was always messy. I'm like, girl, scrape it back.
It was always messy.
Do you know, back in the day, do you know, in the early 2000s, and they had the Effie hair from Skins.
Oh, yeah.
The Effie and Cassie.
Yeah,
their
and hair was and they were cosplaying as working class.
Yeah, and their makeup.
They come in their Adidas windbreaker.
And their mascara was always like smudged, like it was the night before. Scene kids.
Girls. Wait, is there any more highlights?
Yeah, that's it, is it?
That's it, I'd say.
My highlight is...
What?
This. Sitting here with you.
My highlight is keeping it going.
My highlight is keeping it going. I never once take for granted the position we're in. Like, I just think it's so beautiful.
I know. So it's what?
Beautiful.
What's beautiful?
Just this, like, the fact that, like, we started at our kitchen table in London and now we're doing all this. Like, isn't it mad?
Doing all what?
Recording this, releasing a book, being fucking drop dead gorgeous, getting the new teeth. You know what I mean? There's loads going on. Having a fat ass. Loads is happening and I'm just so grateful for it.
Do you know what I didn't mention?
What?
And it's taken me everything in my power not to
cross-eyed. I know, yeah.
Great.
But babe,
have my CrossFit Christmas night out now on Friday. It's going to be a bit crazy.
What are you doing? Go and do pull-ups then? Eat a chicken breast and
if
go
there's
home.
There's one thing that us CrossFit girls do well. It's we train hard, but we party hard too. Me and my girls.
What do you have?
I've actually never been out with them
a
before.
Couple of whey protein cocktails.
No, we're going to be, don't you worry about us and how we live it up. You're the mumsy one.
Which, again, isn't a bad thing.
I never said it was.
But you're saying it like
no,
it is.
What I will say is you've definitely veered left. If we were starting out now, right? If our friendship was starting out now and we were talking about the podcast, I would go, oh, how is this going to work?
Won't you have lovely dinners?
I've always had lovely dinners.
For me.
Even when you were in your crazy era, though, yeah. You were still very able to provide.
Okay.
That was one thing you did do, to be fair.
Okay, yeah, fair enough.
Fish tacos one day of the week, Guinness stew the next.
Guess what we're having tonight?
What?
We're having a chicken and leek pie.
Ooh, lovely.
I think you'd like that.
What did you do last time? You did the, it was like a fed in chicken and that like bulgur wheat with the pesto.
Yeah, but I didn't make enough. Remember that? Jose was raging.
Oh, really?
Because we ate all the chicken. We gave him the scraps in the corner. So I'm going to make a big pie tonight.
Anyway, girls, whatever your highlights of this year are, or even if you don't have any highlights, there's another year lies ahead. Also, it's a stupid time of the year. There's no need to put pressure on yourself to recollect or recount the big moments of the year and what you've achieved. You might have achieved nothing. The achievement for you might have been you getting up out of the bed every morning and saying, look, let me tackle this day.
Delight in the everyday. You know, girls?
It's true.
Will I get that printed for the kitchen?
It's true.
Delight in the everyday, girlies.
Keep on trucking.
Keep on trucking.
Keep on trucking, girls.
keep on
listening to the pods.
Yeah.
If that's the most you've done, if the most you've done is discover the podcast and it's made you go out on a walk every Monday,
then you're a winner, baby.
Then you're winning.
You're winning.
2023, tick.
For the last episode of this year, bye, girlies, and we love you.
I want to say, because I don't think we ever spoke about it, to the girlies who tagged us this year in their Spotify Wrapped, not because we were one of their top podcasts, but because Fastlane was one of your most streamed songs of the year. I just need you to know that your brain has well and truly been rotted from the inside out.
And you're welcome for the time you made up walking places. Because obviously if you turn on Fastlane, you're getting somewhere in half the time.
Baby, here's to 2024.
And a new song.
And being less mumsy.
No.
Can we make a commitment?
I don't want to be less. I'll enjoy this mumsy life.
Actually, and you know what? I think it positions me as being like...
The bad boy.
The bad boy.
You can be the bad boy.
For the first time ever in my life.
Be the bad boy, baby.
Am I the bad boy?
You are.
I'm the bad boy. boy.
You're the bad boy.
And with that, it's been a treat, girlies.
Bye, girlies.
We love you to bits.
Bye.
Happy New Year. Bye. And all the rest of it. We love you loads.
Bye,
we'll
my
see
loves.
You in 2024.
See
love
my
you
loves.
Loads.
Bye. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye. Bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.